Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo, with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Hello, hello. Good afternoon. Here we are back with He Said, Ella Dijo.
Yes.
Host chat.
Let's have a laugh. Okay, so what are we going to talk about?
Well, I guess first and foremost, I'm a little nervous about our daughter. Our daughter has to go to her first sort of birthday party that's...
Not birthday party, like disco party.
It's
like
a disco party, but it's a birthday party. It's a birthday party for one of the boys. It's a dance party.
It's a dance party.
And I'm really nervous about this.
Remember those days?
Yeah.
Party de Marquesina.
I do remember those days, but I don't want her in those days.
They put the slow music, which is bolero, and then the guy goes to the girl.
Do you think they're going to dance like that? Do you think there's going to be slow dancing?
For sure. And they're kind of like hugging, but not hugging.
You think there's going to be slow dancing?
And the beat is like tick.
You like really think there's going to be slow dancing?
Double to the side, double to the side. That was bolero. And you're like this with the kid.
I didn't do any bolero. But do you think there's really going to be dancing?
They should be dancing.
Is it slow dancing?
Dance party. Of course they're going to slow dance. That was a whole that they live for that.
Oh, God. Well, yeah. No, I get it. I lived for it too, but I don't want... It's too young for all this stuff to be happening. I don't like it. She was supposed to play a tennis tournament this weekend. Didn't work out. And now... We can't tell her no because all her friends are going.
Buy her a dress because all the girls are going to go in pink. So she's actually doing like a cute dress with sneakers.
I'm struggling with this right now.
You know she's going to do full makeup?
I am struggling with this. Can we talk about for a minute? So we're doing, you know, we've spoken about this health thing that we're going on with Gary Brecka and Dr. Daryl and all these things. And we're all doing it on behalf of you, Rosalind, because you're the one that sought all this stuff out. You really... pushed us to get involved.
Yeah.
Everybody's
doing fabulous.
Why can't you do any of it correctly?
I'm doing it. I just realized
my... He's got a whole protocol. Spent all this money for Gary to give us this laydown of all this information we have to process, go through the genetic
mutation. I forgot.
MTHFR.
Forgot my mouthpiece again, my retainer.
You don't do your mouthpiece for that. You complain about that. you have all of these pills. We're supposed to take vitamins, all these things that Gary gets. And she's like, what are you doing with this, this? And I said, yeah, I'm doing everything. I just started Monday. She's doing it all backwards. Never read the report. Does everything kind of like when she wants to do it. Everything's part of the way. But why do you spend all the money if you're not going to follow through on the instruction?
Because
to make it feel like you're doing something. But then you complain that nothing changes.
I don't know why I do that, Eric.
Then don't say,
I might have to go to therapy because I have all the supplements. I have everything. I have all the instructions. And I think this is the deal. I think I'm doing it correctly.
But you know,
and
you're
then halfway
not.
Through, I realized, wait, let me read it again. Oh, shoot. I'm doing the testosterone cream at night and it's supposed to be during the day. And then I realized I'm doing things a little funky, but they're still getting into my system. So it should
not,
be okay.
But not fully and not for the amount of money you're spending.
I don't know why.
And
I do
also
that.
It said like, you have to do these sprays on your arms twice a day. And you're and like, I do it every other day.
No,
when I feel like
I do it once a day and four sprays is too much. I just do one pump. It's too much. It's too
but
sticky.
But you're not following the instructions.
It's too sticky. It bugs me.
Okay, but then you're not sticking to his plan to get healthy that way.
I just follow my gut. My gut.
But then why?
I follow my gut.
Even
feeling.
Your gut health with everything that they've
I
been talking about.
I have angels that speak to me. And my
but
angel
then why
says
are we
me,
spending all this money for you not to follow instructions?
Because I'm doing it. I'm just doing it according to what my angels say.
But can we, your angels are free. So can we just follow them and not pay all this money for all the people that are helping you that you don't
no,
want to do?
No, because angels work a different way.
Okay. Do you know
the
how
angels
much,
and God
how much
said
money
to me,
you've invested in these vitamins that are sitting
let
there?
Let me understand what's happening. The God, the light, my inner voice, my inner child, my soul, my angels say, Roz, you need to seek this man. He's going to help you.
If
and then
you
I
do
did
what
that.
He says.
I'm doing it my way.
But that's not what he said. So he can't guarantee that you're going to get results.
Well, it's a he said, she said situation.
You're not going to get the
he
results.
He said, ella dijo.
You're not going to get the results with ella dijo.
I hope. I hope I do.
Oh my God. That was really frustrating. It happened just this morning, everybody. I'm going, why? Why? I made all these efforts to do all these things and she again does it her way, which is not the way instructed by the physician.
Because you're a little square
no,
and everything
I'm
with you is
following
by the book.
The physician's
my book is a little it has shades.
Yeah, your shades are oh my stomach. Oh, I feel so terrible. Ah, why I can't get up. I feel like I can't remember anything. Oh, that's your shades. Those are the shades. Why is this happening to me? We gotta get help. We have to see this person. That's too much work. But here's my money. Those are your shades.
Yeah. My shades are awesome. And I'm doing fantastic. Look.
Okay. You look beautiful. Let's talk about Kate Middleton. This is a really interesting topic. You've been following this a bit that no one's seen her since she had this abdominal surgery. I know there were some complications they talked about. She has been.
They haven't ever said anything about complications.
I swear I saw that something didn't go, the recovery didn't go as smooth as possible. That's why she hasn't been out in public.
I see pictures of her in public doing perfectly fine.
Well, but
fine.
Isn't that the whole thing? Is that the pictures are photoshopped and they aren't really her and people are saying
what I
that.
What I don't understand is like, why do people have so much time in their hands that they actually look at this picture and how the heck the scientific approach, the mathematical approach, right? To be able to say, wait, that finger, that picture, that smile, that composition of the face, at the arms, and to actually realize that's been built.
Because in the UK, they live for this stuff with the royal family.
Can they just leave her alone?
Well, I think it is. This is what's funny. People say they haven't seen her in a long time. There was a picture of her in a car with William that they're saying was an old photo that she still hasn't come out in public.
But is she releasing the pictures or the publicists
well,
are releasing
the
pictures?
You never know. It's coming from her social.
Like, but what is she saying? You know what? I sometimes experiment with Photoshop.
She can say whatever she wants. She's not publicly coming out and speaking on a microphone and talking. It's a social release. Anybody could type that up.
Oh.
But trust me, the royal family's social media is fully controlled by the entity of the royal family, not by them.
Well, they made it sound like she said,
yeah,
I apologize, guys.
From her page.
Sometimes I manipulate
from
things.
From her page.
What's crazy is that you have the future queen saying, I retouch my stuff.
But she didn't really do anything. That's what's crazy.
I was like, oh, I don't feel bad then if I use Face App when Kate is doing it.
She didn't actually, I don't believe she did anything. I think it's all.
My God.
I literally think it is all.
Could you be a king
and a ploy?
Could you be a king and a prince and
no.
be like scrutinized?
None of this stuff.
This way?
There's no way.
Charming? Can you be Prince Eric?
I can do my best. This is a lot of work.
With that voice?
I can't. I can't be bothered Eric by all like, the hoopla.
Oh, you'll love it. All right, you'll next be one. So on
do you know,
it.
Do you know this country singer?
The jeans and the t-shirts got to go, though.
Oh, dude, that's how I roll. Speaking of roll, do you know who Jelly Roll is?
This is a nice t-shirt.
Do you know who Jelly Roll is?
A candy?
No, Jelly Roll, the singer.
No.
Country singer, spent a lot of his time in jail, has come out. A lot
in jail?
Of,
why?
Yeah, he was in prison for some stuff. He's out now talking about all, you know, he has 97 tattoos.
Oh, no.
Like everything, that face, like just tatted up. And he supposedly has come out publicly saying, I regret 98% of my tattoos.
Oh, no. Well, what do you do?
I mean, I think at that stage, there's not much you can do to backtrack. It's just way too much. But what... First of all, could you ever date somebody who had like 50 tattoos?
No.
30?
No.
20?
No.
10?
Mm.
5?
I don't know.
Still?
You know what? I don't think I have never dated somebody with tattoos. I don't think so.
Really?
Have I?
But you want a tattoo? You're talking about it the other day again. I think I want to get...
No, you know why? Because I don't like... The problem with tattoos for me is... I'm claustrophobic, as you know, and there's a for whatever reason, when I see that, what if I don't want it there anymore? I think I'll have a panic attack if I cannot wash it off. Like it'll,
well, you definitely can't wash it off.
I know it'll give me a problem just knowing that I have something that I cannot remove. And maybe I'm wrong. That's my thing with tattoos, and I don't love them anyways. But we have a friend, and she just posted a picture of this like dainty, sophisticated.
So that's her third tattoo, by the way.
No, it's not.
Yes, we talked about it.
Three tattoos?
It's just three, small, all small.
Where?
And they all have sentimental like value.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen them, but the last one she just did is, to me, the first one that I've seen. It's like a number 13, and it was so refined and elegant and so tiny. It was beautiful. I was like, you know what, Eric? I can do something like that. Like something like that.
So you're going to do it?
No, but I will have to do it at a place that I can't see it.
Eric. Right on your waist.
No, not Eric.
Winter. Right.
Never.
On. Never. EW.
No.
Chuchi. Right across.
Will you do Ross?
No, I don't think you should ever give your partner's tattoo. I think it's a curse.
Why do you say that?
Because they always say the marriage or relationships end poorly when people tattoo names on their bodies.
Really?
I think
not
it's
really.
And it's funny. I was talking to her about that too, and she goes, I would have, she has a symbolism that represents the family, but not.
I will do Sebi. I would do Dylan.
You can
Dylan.
Always do the kids. You can always do your kids. Parents. You can do like that, but you should never do your loved one. You should never do your loved one.
I had a boyfriend that tattooed R on his wedding finger.
How'd that work out?
Bad.
Exactly.
And then I remember when the whole thing went down and now he has a lighting.
Lightning.
He had lightning to cover bolt? It with like a lighting bolt.
Yeah, that's
probably. And I was like, but I didn't ever talk. Like he came and he showed me, look what I just did. I was so shocked and so annoyed because I was like, why did you do that?
It never goes well. Listen, I have a weird thing. I'm like you. I love tattoos. I think they're super cool. I have friends that used to give tattoos when I was in high school. They would do it like jimmied up tattoo machines. They'd give people.
That you will give tattoos?
No, that my friend of mine would do it. I mean, they work in tattoo shops. They give.
That's an infection waiting to happen.
Maybe. It was probably not the smartest thing when we were in high school. But I love tattoos. I just don't. Love
you
the
look
lifetime
good.
Of
you
it.
Look with,
I loved when I had them on the rookie because they came
you looked
off.
Amazing.
But it was fun. They came
yeah.
off.
It was a lot of them. But
I was fully sleeve, my neck, all this
but
stuff.
But it looked really nice.
I think I could wear them okay.
Yeah.
It's for life. It's so such a tough battle
you do a
in
small
my head.
One?
I at some point I might. I just know once
Ross.
The clothing line? Ross? The clothing store?
Ross for Ross.
Ross? Oh, I don't
you
know.
You better write my name.
You ain't writing my name. I ain't trying to mess stuff
I'll
up.
I'll write Eric if you write Ross.
I'm not trying to mess stuff up. I'm not trying to mess stuff up.
Listen, let me tell you something. So I need to do it. I told him, like, well, how do you call this? The navel of your neck? No. The
navel of your neck?
Did I make that
I've
up?
Never heard of that before. The navel?
What is a navel?
Your belly button.
Oh, no. So sorry. What? That's a belly button?
The navel? Yeah, that's my
understanding. No, like here. If you want to do it like at the beginning of your neck, like here.
Yeah. Okay.
That's called a what?
I don't know.
So the neck.
That's where you want to do it?
Because I don't see it.
Then yeah, as soon as you put your hair up, you're going to see it.
It's okay, but I want something very tiny, tiny,
put
tiny,
it
tiny.
Below the waist. Hide it.
No, I'll see it. I don't want to see
it. You'll see it everywhere.
No, at the back of my head, I won't see it.
Put it on your hamstring. Put it right below your glute or your hamstring meet your butt. You'll never see it.
Ugly.
You'll never see it.
No. Anyways, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
I think you should consider it.
Should
I think
we get to choose?
Let me ask you again about this. Okay, we talked about it, I think, before, but the nape of your neck is what it's called. The nape.
The nape of my neck. That's what I want to do it. Oh, you know who has one that is gorgeous? I think it's Nicole Richie. Is it?
On the nape?
She has like a rosary over here, like in here.
Yeah, no, a lot of people do the feet. You could do a part of your foot and people would only see it occasionally.
It's supposed to be really painful.
Yeah, I would imagine.
No, I want to do the nape. How? Nape of my neck.
Oh, man.
I don't just see it ever.
Thug life.
Huh?
When you get a tattoo in your neck.
What do you mean?
You should just get a tattoo on your neck then. Go for it. Tat it up.
No, like a tiny little thing that you don't even see.
I think it's a weird spot.
Like a little star. Or an S with a D.
I think it's a bad spot.
I'm Ilya Kani, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Cowie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I never thought I'd take my three young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery. But that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which has morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me ask you about, have we talked before about Pamela Anderson rocking everything makeup free?
Yeah, that's what she's doing now.
We spoke about that before.
I don't remember.
Well, she just went to the Vanity Fair party with her son. And,
with no makeup again?
Again, no makeup. What do you feel about this statement? We may have talked about it before, but I want to, you know, that's another, not just Fashion Week. That's a massive spot in Hollywood, massive place to be. Mm. What do you think about that? Just showing up makeup free? Do you think it's to prove a point at this stage of it? Like, is it trying to just go against the current and really make a mark and get more press, more attention? Or do you think she just believes like, listen, I want people to be natural who they are in this whole racket of.
I think so.
Which one?
She's doing
it because a full publicity stunt.
She did it for the documentary. That was fabulous, by the way. We saw that documentary. Yeah. We enjoyed it. And she said, I just want to be natural. I don't want makeup. And I think, of course, social media and the fans and the public, the audience, grabbed that and ran with it and made a thing out of it. So now she's making it a point. I'm comfortable in my own skin. I'm at the age that, you know, I've worn makeup my entire life. I'm beautiful with or without it. And I'm happy. I like it. It makes me happy. I don't think it was a calculated decision to be like, if I do this, I'm going to be hot again. You know, I'm going to be the it girl again and it's going to resurrect my career. I think she just did it because she wanted to and it felt good. And now it's all about that. She looks great.
She does actually look really good with no makeup. I mean, in these situations.
Alicia Keys is the one that started doing that. Alicia Keys years back, she started even performing with no makeup at all.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. She wanted to be natural.
I say more power to him. And I think if it's coming from a genuine place, I think it's great.
I think it is.
You know, hopefully it's not just a publicity stunt to get back out there, that it's actually coming from the right place.
Listen, you have to be a baller. Could I do that? I don't know. Like, I'm without makeup most of the time. You know that I go out without makeup pretty much always.
You don't wear makeup very often. You only do it when you are going out for something. And you're always very light. You're always
very
light.
And even for the podcast, that people, that these little teaser reels that we show, right now I have some, a little bit of makeup, but I've done it 80% of the time. I have absolutely no makeup when I do it.
Yeah. No, that's true.
I'm actually comfortable with it.
And you look beautiful.
Thank you.
Listen, our producers put something on here about the podcast I was telling you about, not podcast, the TikTok, the TikToker who is getting a lot of, almost like a podcast, little clips of her life, marrying someone and then finding out, who did I really marry? Like, she met somebody, I believe it was during the pandemic, got married, and everything's come out about, like, it just goes down and down a spiral that I told you should start watching this.
What are we talking about?
Risa Tisa.
What the heck?
It's making a lot of news on TikTok.
What,
and I'm surprised you haven't seen it.
No.
She's amassed over 197 million views.
But who is she?
Risa Tisa.
But okay, and she's about what?
This is what's crazy. She's amassed over 197 million views on TikTok alone, with nearly every video getting over a million views.
But what is the premise? She's talking about what?
She married someone and they were a complete fraud. And she's detailing this spiral of the person she met, the person she married, and lie after lie after lie.
She married in love, thinking this is the love of my life. And then the guy turned out to be crazy,
like a complete pathological liar and a narcissist. And she had
they're divorced.
And now, yeah, it's her ex-husband. But it's supposed to be a riveting sort of TikTok.
And it's all on TikTok? All on TikTok?
Yeah, like the people are saying she's going to get a book deal out of this, a movie deal out of this. It's supposed to be incredible. I'm surprised you're all over it.
Is it dangerous that she's basically talking about this man that is supposed to be a liar and dangerous, and she's just exposing him like that? She's not scared that something's going to happen?
I mean, I'm sure there's risk if you're exposing anybody for anything. If this guy's actually crazy, you're probably putting yourself at risk. But she's really trying. I'm shocked you're not all over this. I'm like,
I have no idea what you're.
You're the TikTok master.
I'm not a TikTok anything. You're the TikTok master.
TikTok's about to get banned.
I barely go on TikTok.
Remember the day when I said to you, they should ban TikTok, and I was fully on board.
And guys, And for full disclosure, now he's freaking out. Yesterday, he's like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? He is freaking out because TikTok is going to be gone. I keep telling him, Eric, it's not going anywhere. You're going to be fine. You know, the House of Representatives passed the bill, but it has to go to the Senate. I don't think it's going to fly. Don't worry. You're still the king of TikTok.
Oh, no. I don't know if I'm happy with that title.
You're the king of TikTok.
I really don't know if I'm happy with that title.
He showed me one yesterday. The last one he posted about, what was it?
Making fun of the fact that TikTok might be banned.
And I saw that and I was like, Eric, you gotta stop.
But why do I have to stop? It was funny.
It's funny and it's cute and people love it and you get so many comments. But when I push you to do TikTok, I wanted you to do more things other than just things that are trending. I wanted people to know you and just develop a relationship with your community. Everything is a laugh and you love it, but it drives me crazy.
I will ease into that. Why does it drive you crazy?
Because you look cuckoo.
Hey, I do it my way. In your famous words.
It's funny because I'm in Puerto Rico, guys, and I'm flying back. And you know when you pass
TCA?
She
gets so annoyed, by the way. She gets so annoyed about my TikTok. It's the weirdest thing.
I get annoyed. No, I love it. I love it. You're doing it because of me. I just want you to do different content.
The path I took it and it makes you
very mad. The path is a little cuckoo. No, it doesn't make me mad. I just want you to do other things besides that. I want you to mix it up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it's super cute. You produce them. You put a lot of effort into them and people love it. And I love that. I think it's very funny and you're really good at it. Surprisingly. But listen.
Can't live without this
conversation. So is it TCA? TSA? TSA at the airport. TSA, right?
Uh-huh.
So the guy that is behind the monitor looking for all the things that are going through the belt. They're always very serious, you know, and they're like looking at the screen because they're trying to look for a gun or like a knife or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So I go by, this is Puerto Rico, by the way, and I walk in and I pass the thing. So I'm waiting for my luggage and he looks at me and he goes, hey, Ros, and I'm going, hi, how are you? And he's like, good, good. Where's your husband? And I'm like, oh, he's back. He's in LA. You know, he didn't come this time around. And he's like, I love his TikTok. And I was like, okay, I let him know. And he's like, I don't love the rookie. I'm going, okay, I'll let him know that as well. He'll be very happy. I thought it was very funny. Puerto Rico.
I'm telling you, it's the crazy.
A dude saying, I love his TikTok.
I'm telling you, I have never in my life thought I'd get more compliments from people on my social media. It's the weird. Somebody on TikTok, the rookie, I'm sure this happened more than once now. Many fans have commented to me on TikTok now that they found the rookie because of my TikTok.
That's awesome.
That's crazy.
You should ask for a raise. ABC.
Influencer.
He's an influencer. You have an influencer on your show.
Dios mio. All right. Well,
it's called Tim Talk. Forget about TikTok. Oh, let's do that.
Tim Talk.
If TikTok goes away,
I'm going to do a Tim Talk.
And it's been banned, you're going to open your own app and it's going to call. It's going to be called Tim Talk.
No.
No,
there's no way.
You'd be funny. You make a lot of money.
I retire.
That's a good idea.
All right. Well, this was fun. All over the place as usual. Love you.
Love you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at He Said Ella Dijo or send us an email, ericandros@iheartradio.com. He Said Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids.
Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.